His check on stories are falling for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. It is a chilly 27 degrees at 67 Main Street on the Green in Sharon right now. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast is calling for a partly sunny day today, temperatures 50 to 55. Tonight, it'll be clear and cold, 25 to 30. Tomorrow, sunny, mid-40s once again. On Saturday, it'll cloud up during the afternoon. It'll be breezy, 35 to 40. And Sunday, cloudy with a chance of some snow, temperature in the mid-30s. We'll get the full details on the Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. On Robinhood Radio, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association holding its annual Junior Jump Camp on Friday, Saturday, December 30th and 31st. That will once again be at Satry Hill, Indian Cave Road in Salisbury. The event is open to children 7 and up. That's where they can learn the basics of ski jumping with an emphasis on safety and control on Salisbury Winter Sports Association's Smallest Hill. The two-day event, which runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. each day, is $50 per child, and that includes lunch both days. Join club team SWASA and participate in practices throughout the winter for fun tournaments. Pre-registration or more information is available by contacting Ken Barker at 860-806-0471 or email kennethbarker@gmail.com. Also, you can visit jumpfest.org for more information. In Monterey, Massachusetts, in a story in the Berkshire Eagle, the town clerk resigned last week, alleging ongoing harassment she claims is retaliation for filing a whistleblower lawsuit in September against the town and some of its officials. West Stockbridge Town Administrator Marie Ryan will serve as interim town clerk up to 10 hours a week, though she told town officials she could do the work in 5 hours a week. Ryan previously was Great Barrington's town clerk. In her November 30th resignation letter to the select board, Walker said the day after a story appeared in the Eagle about her federal lawsuit, select board member Susan Cooper identified 6 perceived work violations by Walker. Cooper submitted them for action against Walker by the board. That could include firing. Walker worked for the town for 6 years, putting in 19.75 hours a week, with an assistant town clerk working for 7 hours weekly. In her letter, Walker said new rules were imposed on her alone at the town hall after she filed the lawsuit alleging harassment and a hostile workplace. Those included town clerk weekly status reports and salary docking when she was out sick or absent for personal reasons. Walker declined comment on the situation beyond what is in her letter. She cites harassment by Cooper and no. A candlelight vigil to remember the 10th anniversary of the Sandy Hook tragedy and all victims of gun violence is going to be held Wednesday, December 14th from 5 till 6, and that's in front of the White Hart Inn on the Green, routes 41 and 44 in Salisbury. Well, of course, when it comes into the holidays, there's a lot of things you can participate in helping. Salisbury Bank and Trust has their giving fund and the tree. Also, there was the Sunday in the Country food drive, which helped out on Christmas with turkey and chicken dinners, and also will help out on Christmas with those same dinners to area food banks. Also going on is the Adopt-A-Family program. Once again, they have gift certificates to local stores for children up to the age of 13. The Adopt-A-Family program is run, of course, out of More and More Printing. And if you want to be included in that program by getting gift certificates for your family or by donating, you can contact More and More Printing at 518-789-4508. You have to do that by Wednesday, December 14th. Donations, of course, can be dropped off at 17 Duchess Avenue or mailed to P.O. Box 860 in 880 in Millerton. Now, to help the Sunday in the Country food drive, you can go to sundayinthecountryfooddrive.org and you can make a donation that way to Sunday in the Country food drive, which I said, once again, is helping out with those chicken or turkey dinners for Christmas as well as they did on Thanksgiving. Moving on and taking a look at some things going on in and around our tri-state region, Most of the meetings are done for the week except for one. There's one today in Salisbury, and that is at 12 noon. A special joint land use committee meeting is happening at Town Hall. Now, in Cornwall, coming up today from 5:30 to 7:30, at the Cornwall Consolidated School in the gathering room and gym. Donation of $5 per person. This will support the 8th grade class trip. You'll see Santa and the Grinch. Cornwall Consolidated School 8th grade pasta dinner is being held. There's crafts, activities, and games. Now, donations of food and art supplies will come out of this for the Cornwall Food Bank as well. A reminder once again about the Housatonic Valley Regional High School FFA Holiday Store, open 7 days a week through December 21st, as long as they don't sell out like they did last year. They're open every day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the school with wreaths, trees, poinsettias, roping, and more. Well, this weekend will be the last weekend for the Rose Thrift Shop in Amenia, as they announced their closing for the season. They're in the basement of the Immaculate Conception Church. Their bag sale was held Wednesday. It will be held again this Saturday, tomorrow, from 10 till 2. After that sale, the shop will close at the season end, and they will close for good on Saturday after they're finished and reopen in the springtime. On Saturday, from 9 a.m. till noon, the very popular annual cookie walk sale being held at the Rhinebeck Reformed Church, Cords Hall. For more information, you can contact the church. The church is located on Mill Street. Winterfest is in Ancrum on Saturday, December 10th, from 3 until 6 p.m. at Town Hall. Santa will arrive with presents for all the girls and boys at about 5:30, but before that, in between 3 and 5:30, there's going to be lots of wooden puzzles and local vendors and local wines and spices. You can decorate your own cookies to bring home for Santa or for you. And by the way, there'll be free hamburgers, hot dogs, sausages, Coca-Cola, plus special punch for the adults. The Sheffield Historical Society opening night of Winter Wonderland light display is Saturday from 4 until 7 p.m. The Winter Wonderland features trees sponsored and decorated by local organizations, businesses, and families. On opening night, there'll be Santa, live music, Willy Welch, and kids' crafts, refreshments, and more. You can park in the municipal lot. Winter Wonderland is right next to it. The free Winter Wonderland light display will run every evening on display and open to the public through January 1st. The Winter Wonderland features trees sponsored and decorated by local organizations, businesses, and families. Also will be included in that. Everything runs through January 1st once the grand opening happens on Saturday. A holiday concert with chorus and brass happening on Saturday and Sunday by Crescendo, the award-winning music organization presenting that holiday concert with Renaissance Baroque music for chorus and brass. That'll be Saturday in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and Sunday in Lakeville, Connecticut. The Crescendo Chorus and soloists will collaborate with the Berkshire Brass and the festive program. And there'll be an outdoor light show by Joe Wheaton to add special multi-sensory experiences at the Stockbridge performance. Performance is Saturday at 6 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Stockbridge, and on Sunday, December 11th at Trinity Church, Lime Rock Road in Lakeville. For tickets and more information on the web, it is crescendomusic.org. And the annual Gingerbread House Workshop is coming to the Douglas Library on Wednesday, December 14th. That will run from 4 until 5 p.m. Our stock market report is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find them at interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram. They have a tapas menu, a regular menu, and dinner specials nightly. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. That forecast with Pat Pagano will be on our way in just a few moments here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.